Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, it is a joy to know that we can come before you with your word in our hands and our hearts and our minds open, our eyes and our ears ready to receive from your Holy Spirit by your word. I pray today, Lord, that you will teach us again your truths and that you will empower us to live by your Spirit according to those ways. And we'll be so glad that we could be pleasing to our God, that we'll hear you say one day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And we'll bless you for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Esther's Desire Granted. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9 and verse 14. Queen Esther has humbly pleaded to King Ahasuerus that her people, the Jews, be allowed one further day to defend themselves against anyone who would come against them. She also desired that the 10 sons of Haman be hung on gallows. In chapter 9 and verse 14 of the book of Esther, we see the king's response to her request. We read, "And the king commanded it so to be done. And the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons." The verse begins, "And the king commanded it so to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan." Let's note first that the king commanded. In other words, another Persian law was put into effect. Though the king was limited in his power to change or alter a law once it was written, he did have the power to make new laws to counteract previous ones. Secondly, let's notice that it was important to the writer that the location of the decree be told. At Shushan, we read previously where 500 men were slain within the palace at Shushan. This must have been a great loss for the king in some measure, and yet this decree, in answer to Esther's request, is made there. No doubt by doing this, the king established for certain to all who would take knowledge that he was on the side of the Jews. The verse goes on to say, "And they hanged Haman's 10 sons." To demonstrate he was in full agreement with Esther once again, King Ahasuerus orders the hanging of the 10 sons of Haman. Once again, this was a public demonstration that would show everyone that they should never come against the Jewish people in the manner of Haman again. No doubt the king and Esther's message was clearly seen. What would we desire of God if we could have anything we asked? Would it be riches, fame, notoriety, wealth? Would it be health, social status, or educational advancement? When we consider the request of Esther, we might discover that she was not thinking only of herself. No, rather, Esther had her people, the Jews, in mind. She could have indulged herself with her own personal desires, and we might suppose that the king would have granted her wishes. But she chose to understand that God Almighty put her in such a time as this that she might be used to save his people. As we ponder this verse, perhaps we too will have others in mind, or perhaps and possibly our current situations will rise to the top of our thoughts. And we may wonder, does God have me with these people and in such a time as this that I too might intercede to him on their behalf? Next time we will look at more of the Jews' acts of defense. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and bring you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.